One of the difficult things for children who are placed in group homes is how to manage when they leave that setting. It used to be that when those 18-year-olds left the group home, they would essentially have to fend for themselves. In Laramie, Cathedral Home for Children has a program that tries to help young people navigate the so-called real world. A version of Cathedral Home for Children has been in Laramie for over 100 years. It deals with children who have had to leave their homes, like Dustin. He entered the program at the age of 15 and admits he was a handful.
You know, at the time, I was always just so hard-headed that I didn't want to do certain things. And even though I needed to do them, I would either learn the hard way or the easy way. So,
Dustin left and returned to Cathedral Home 3 times until he was 18 and graduated out of the program. In the past, these young people would face the world essentially on their own. Marketing Director Cassidy Biggs says those who come to Cathedral Home have a variety of challenges.
We work with kids that have dealt with extensive trauma, such as, you know, drug abuse, drug addiction. They've experienced abuse, physical, emotional. A lot of them have been neglected. A lot of them have experienced abandonment.
Big says the children are given a treatment plan and typically spend 6 to 9 months at the facility. Some return home, but if home is not safe, they might stay longer or end up in a foster home. Sometimes they come back. The goal is to try and get children counseling support and other types of treatment so they can begin fitting into society. Some of the teens, like Dustin, will essentially go directly from Cathedral Home to living alone. Most of us have parents that will train us for that time in our lives. We can return home, and when we want to, we can even borrow money. But group home kids don't always have that safety net. So Big says they start preparing them as soon as possible.
We start that transition plan before it's even a notion that they're going to be out on their own. We work with them from early on in their placement in our residential treatment program to kind of identify what we can foresee being a need once they go out on their own.
Big says they try to cover a wide range of issues.
To help find jobs, we help them to find places to live. We teach them how to go shopping, how to do the everyday daily tasks.
Misty Langwell is the program's extended families coordinator. Her job is to oversee the effort to teach those young people how to take the next step.
We're teaching them skills to be able to communicate with others, get jobs, work on their hygiene, all kinds of things.
Langwell says they get into rental agreements, buying cars, how to make do if your budget doesn't balance. Unlike the past, they can provide some financial help if someone gets into a bind, and certainly can provide advice. But the goal is to get the person mentally ready to move on with the rest of their life.
Help them identify what their needs are, what their strengths are, and what they want their life to look like. So, not everybody's life is perfect, you know, and so we want to help them to so it's perfect for them.
We mentioned Dustin earlier in the story. While he's excited to strike out on his own, he admits it was daunting to leave the structure of Cathedral Home, especially since he's had to overcome some temptations in the past.
It was definitely hard to transition from being, in facilities, because I was in a facility, not just Cathedral Home, but a number of different places from 14 to 18.
But so far, so good.
I am currently a Cap 2 stocker at Walmart, and I am trying to get everything situated for entering back into my high set, which is the new word for GED classes these days.
Dustin says the plan is to eventually go to college. Cassidy Biggs of Cathedral Home admits she gets a little emotional when she thinks about the great odds some of these young people have had to overcome.
They have a lot of trauma. They deal with a lot of emotional instability. They deal with a lot of hardship, tumultuous relationships that, you know, continue to be a component of their life. And I think that's a lot of stuff to deal with on top of having to figure out how to pay rent, how to get a job, how to go out and be self-sufficient.
That's why it's such a thrill watching them succeed. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.